Hello, today I'm going to be talking about what a 14-year-old boy wants for his birthday. This is my first time speaking with you this week because the first couple of days of the week I was sick, and then yesterday schools were off because of the winter storm. Happy spring. Anyway, my oldest son Michael turned 14 years old yesterday. He really only wanted two things for his birthday. The first one was he did not want to go to school. Earlier in the week, my younger son, Sean, had teased Michael about the fact that he wouldn't be able to fully enjoy his birthday because of the fact that it fell on a school day. See, Sean shares a birthday with George Washington, so he is always off from school for his birthday. As such, he gets to fully enjoy his birthday each year. Well, Michael said, "I don't want to go to school on my birthday either." And the day before his birthday, we received a notice that schools were closed. So I posted on Facebook, "New York City public schools are closed tomorrow. Michael, schools are closed on my birthday." From his mouth to God's ears, if we could only channel that for the good. The second thing that he wanted was cash. At this point, Michael has everything that he wants tech-wise and things like that. But he's recently started to become more interested in shoes and clothes, so he wanted to go shopping with his friends. These kids, they have more expensive tastes than I do. So my husband, Reggie, and I gave him a set amount of money. And once it's gone, it's gone. That's it. And I noticed that he is definitely more careful when he's spending his own money than when he is spending our money. We also bought him some standard clothes, not the crazy expensive ones, since his legs and especially his arms are growing like weeds. He has already outgrown the tops that I bought for him back in November. I tell you, I mean, he is taller than me now. That's not saying a lot because I'm only 5'2", but still. Gift-wise, this was the easiest birthday. Emotions-wise, though, it was bittersweet. It really hit me that I probably only have 4 more years of Michael living at home. It's good because he's growing up to be an amazing young man. On the flip side, he's one of my favorite people in the world, and the thought of him not being around every day makes me super sad. Raising kids to equip them to leave home one day is not easy, but it is good. And so, if you want to see a picture of Michael as a baby with his big cheeks and curly hair, you can look at today's post. That's it for me today. Take care.